doctors? I think not, perhaps, actually. I think we still need to improve doctors' understanding of numerical information, and I'll give you an example of that in a moment. Improve doctors' understanding of uncertainty. I've given a talk, I think, in this lecture theatre before about uncertainty, and one of the things I do wonder is if one of the great advantages of the rather longer apprentice-style system of surgical training that I was brought up in is that as you see more patients, as you do more over and over again, I think that some of the wisdom that comes with doing that is about an improved ability and an improved awareness of uncertainty and how one might actually handle that. But then if health professionals can do this, then we can improve that process of sharing uncertainty with patients. And I would say, I mean, perhaps it's obvious, I don't believe there's any problem with sharing uncertainty with patients so long as we do it in the right way, but I'm perfectly prepared for people to try and argue that actually the patient shouldn't be troubled by the uncertainty. We should keep it from them, but I don't agree.